In Dawalawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. With the excitement of back to school, parents and teachers of Prince Rupert Middle School started off the school year with exciting news from MLA of the North Coast, Jennifer Rice. Rice talked with CFNR about the big announcement regarding the future of Prince Rupert Middle School.
My name is Jennifer Rice, and I'm the MLA for North Coast. Today was an exciting day because we had a long-awaited announcement, which is that we have finally secured the finances, all the I's have been dotted and the T's have been crossed to go forward with replacing the Prince Rupert Middle School. It's definitely long-awaited. You know, I meet parents and I meet grandparents of children in the school right now or who were in the school in previous years who tell me that they also attended that same school, and back in the day that, you know, the building clearly needed a little bit of TLC. So, yes, it's very old. It was built 1958-ish. Some people say 1962-ish. So somewhere in there, it's seismically unsafe, among other issues that it has. So it's been on our seismic replacement list. And yeah, finally, we're able to go forward. We have the money secured to actually build a new school. It will be a brand new school. It will not be on the current site. The current location of Prince Rupert Middle School right now is built on a former landfill site. The current location is not safe for modern standards now to build a school on. So the school will be relocated. It will not be, it's not confirmed exactly where yet. It'll be announced shortly, but rest assured, it's still in the same neighborhood, so it's still very central like it is now. But we're talking about a brand new build, brand new, fresh start, modern school. And all I can say is that this investment recognizes the importance of our children here in Prince Rupert, that children in this community deserve to go to a school that is vibrant and as strong as they are, and one that inspires people to learn. It is something I lobbied for back in 2016 when parents and teachers circulated a petition with hundreds of signatures that I presented to the BC legislature at the time, asking for, you know, the building to be remediated or replaced. I mean, and I can't take all the credit. The current board, the current superintendent, the acting superintendent, previous board, previous administrations, they've all been working really hard on this. Taken a while. There was different hurdle to go through, and basically, you know, Prince Rupert's on an island and we don't necessarily have prepared land that's ready to build a new school on. So there was quite a bit of work and borehole drilling, etc., whatnot, to find safe locations, narrowed it down to a couple, and then just, you know, business case analysis, etc., which takes time. Today is a great day. We have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed and the money is secure, and next steps are to go through an RFP process, and we're looking at you know, shovels in the ground in the next year or two, not another decade. I say year or two, but really I would like to see the shovels in the ground, you know, right away. And there's too many sort of iterations in the process for us to actually give people specific dates, and I wouldn't want to set any expectations and have people disappointed. But nonetheless, this is not going to be another 10-year decade, you know, another decade year-long project. It's going to happen. Of all the announcements that I've made, this one is, you know, particularly important, I guess you could say, or just really special to me because it is something that I've been advocating for since before I was even, you know, in government. And so, and it's important. Like, kids and teachers deserve a healthy, safe environment to work in, and one that meets today's standards. And so I'm really happy to be able to deliver on that.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.